This podcast was produced by ORFM Dunedin with support from New Zealand On Air.
Welcome to the Dunedin Otaru Sister City Society podcast. I'm your host today, Haruko Stewart, a member of the Sister City Society and a Japanese Senior Teaching Fellow of the Languages and Cultures Program at Otago University. I'm here today for our 19th episode in the studios of Otago Access Radio, located in central Dunedin. I'm right here with today's awesome guest, Yoshi Isoyama, another member of Dunedin Otaru Sister City, a tour guide, a translator, a tutor for my courses at varsity, and etc., etc. He's such a talented person. He does a lot. So I will ask him about all the things that he has been doing so far in this episode, as well as in the next episode. Okay, Yoshi, welcome to the show. Thank you for joining me today.
Konbanwa, minasan, hajimemashite. Thank you.
Oh, wow.
For your invitation.
Thank you. So first thing first, after the greeting, lovely greeting, could you please introduce yourself to our listeners, where you come from and what you do, which I have kind of talked about, but from yourself. Just a little bit of maybe what you do like to do in your free time and everything. Thank you.
Oh, that's quite a lot. I'm originally from Tokyo, Japan. It's quite close to the Tokyo Metropolitan Government building, maybe half an hour, 40 minutes walk from my house.
It's really the center of Tokyo.
And still standing it was rebuilt, and my mother and my second youngest brother and then his family lived there. Uh-huh. And the closest station is called Shinjuku Gyoenmae Station, Marunouchi Line.
Yes.
It's a very convenient place. And I was brought up there for 31 years and then moved.
Were you born there too?
That's correct. Yes. So I didn't move at all. So my primary school was about 5 minutes walk from my house. And then junior high school is about 20 minutes walk.
Wow.
But high school changes. You have to change trains twice.
Oh, wow. So wow, that's quite common in Japan.
40 minutes, and then I always ran to school with baseball gear and other stuff, like textbooks. And
so wow.
The starting was hard. Yeah, each day. Yeah, I remember.
Oh, wow. So for 31 years, so you know a lot about Tokyo. You are Edoko. Edoko is a Tokyoite. Yeah, because he's from Tokyo and he was born and raised in Tokyo.
Yeah. That's right.
Shinjuku Gyoen Garden is very famous for like cherry blossom trees. Right?
That's right. Yeah. Very beautiful.
A lot of tourists come to the Gyoen Park to enjoy cherry blossoms.
Yeah. When I was at the kindergarten and primary school, more for the kindergarten, sometimes we went out to draw or paint pictures in there.
Oh,
so it's quite nice experience.
Nice. Oh, it's like your garden. Yeah, you've been there many, many times. Okay. So you went to, let's talk about maybe your childhood, Yoshi.
Okay.
Yeah. So when you were little, what were you like?
What was I like? Didn't know the world at all, and kind of always slightly smiling all the time,
okay.
Kind of.
That's nice.
So didn't know about much hardship about life and stuff. I was brought up quite disciplined, I would say, because I was
the oldest
son. So my parents were, I think, very careful about the first child. And
as a model for the other two, because you've got two younger brothers, right?
That's right. I have two younger brothers. So I often or always envied how younger brothers, my younger brothers are living carelessly. Like, we regularly went to my grandparents' place, my father's grandparents' place, in Meguro, it's called, the place, also in Tokyo. And your grandmother served some rice crackers and juice and all sorts of things, snacks, nice things to eat. My second youngest usually went for it straight away. I was kind of looking, waiting for the permission from my parents and looking around quietly. So,
wow. So you were a good boy, good brother, oldest brother, behaving yourself.
Yeah, that changed completely now. But
I'm
like a rebel living in overseas. So.
A little bit more, maybe, but you're still a good guy.
Thank you.
What shall I talk about first? Because he's got a lot of things to talk about. Well, I want to talk about what he's been doing. Like, because you were a musician when you were a university student, you had a band and everything. So when you were little, did you like music? Were you interested in music as well?
I would say so, probably. So in like music classes, usually primary school kids learn to play the harmonica first and then go on to recorder and castanets and triangles and then doing a little bit of orchestra thing. And then at high school.
I remember that, yes.
And junior high schools. It's an extension. And the high school, it's an optional subject. It's a music and calligraphy and arts.
Yes.
And I chose music because I loved it.
You went to public school, right?
That's right. All public. It's a Shinjuku municipal primary school.
Yeah.
And also junior high school. And the high school is metropolitan. So all public. And after that, also public. So all public.
Wow, you are really a good boy, good guy for your parents as well. Didn't go to private schools, which cost too much sometimes.
Well, trying to save money, but at university or before that, 1 year before that, kind of changed.
Well, but you had been doing very well for quite a long time. That's good. Yeah. So were you a quiet boy when you were little or were you... A little, I don't know, like naughty boy. what were you like?
It's a quite embarrassing to talk about myself, but I was.
You were which?
Well-behaving.
Oh, sure.
One.
And, I can tell.
Yeah, I had to do my homework at home before going out, and then have to come back by such and such time, precisely.
Wow.
And yeah. One day I went out with my younger brothers during the weekend to play a little bit of baseball, and it started to rain. I kept playing, and my mother rushed to where we were, and very angry, and what are you doing here? Go home right now, kind of.
So, really?
Apart from those incidents, and also, we went to a... like a pleasure park or resort place, and there were the carts like a jumping up and down, and that drives like a bicycle, tricycle type of thing, going around and around. And the time came to go home, and I was kind of threw tantrum.
So
that's a rare time I was sort of. Resisting what my parents.
Well, I mean, sometimes you get kind of rebellious, right?
So of the time I was.
Well, you were allowed to do that as a child, but but yeah, I mean, because like you said, you had two other brothers, younger brothers, so you were really behaving yourself and looking after them as well.
Playing
with them together, That's great. That's great. And at school, what kind of papers, what kind of subjects did you like to study? Because you're pretty good at languages. So when you were little, were you interested in what kind of subjects?
I loved mathematics, arithmetic, mathematics sort of thing. So, and I also, I fell in love with learning English because it sounds very different from Japanese.
Yes.
Like syllables are different, like consonant, vowel, consonant type of thing. And some of the consonants are very special. Japanese doesn't have like TH.
Yeah. Yeah,
not
V,
this, but
V sound. Yeah, so L sound. Yeah, very different.
At that time, the Beatles was quite famous again. They retired, but broke up. But some of the classmates of mine were like Beatles fans and their parents too. So one of them gave me a lot of cassette tapes. Some people may not realize what cassette tapes.
I know.
What CD? No. So,
yeah. They all have gone, but yeah.
Then I started to learn acoustic guitar and then sometimes got together to sing.
When you were a primary school student?
Junior high school.
Yes.
And then that's about it. Main things about a baseball club I started. Before that, some elite athletes start to play baseball or football or whatever when they were very young and then, belong to the local teams.
Yeah.
But I didn't have that chance, so I couldn't start baseball early enough. But I finally decided to start to play.
At junior high school.
High school.
So
before that, I was in table tennis.
Wow, you are so talented, Yoshi.
I learned kendo, the fencing.
Whoa, because, so many different kinds of sports.
Local police station taught kendo to kids, voluntary, it's free.
Yeah.
So my friends, classmates invited me to join. But the sad thing was that my classmates who invited me to join were well ahead of me. So I was, my group was other people were much younger and like half the height as mine. And so I stopped doing that, kind of too embarrassing.
Oh, that's all right. I mean, you had fun at least, right? You did a lot, Yoshi. So kendo, fencing, baseball, everything. So you were good at sports and you liked mathematics.
I was a slow learner for sports, but I carried on to university.
So when you were doing playing sports, because you have been doing music and everything. So at junior high school, you started doing a lot of sports, but were you doing music at the same time?
Not much. I did one off thing at high school. There was a school festival, school fair. And then there was a band looking for a player. It's not the vocalist. There was a vocalist who wanted to sing definitely. So never let the other people to sing. So only position was a bass guitar. And I'd never learned the bass guitar. But I went around the music shop and bought one. And then just one night or so, I just practiced the main part. The simple part.
But you must be very good. You got it.
No, it's quite quite bad. So one of my baseball team members was the part of the audience and noticed, what are you doing?
Well, I mean, you helped them, so you should be appreciated.
So bass guitar stopped there. But university is like an off-season or off-time. Somebody invited me to join. So I majored in Anglo-American studies.
Yes, that sounds very interesting.
It's languages and culture. So it's a British English, American English, and the cultures.
Okay.
We also had a Canadian lecturer there, but not New Zealander, not Australian, not South African.
But British and American teachers, mainly.
And also Japanese teachers. The grammar and other things.
So you talked about like primary school and junior high school. Senior high school, at senior high school, were you into sports or music?
It's mainly sports, so baseball team.
So high school's
every
days.
Every day, pretty much. So.
Or more like sports days.
Yeah, sports or study. So very tiring, but enjoyable.
Yeah.
I enjoy it a lot.
Did you go to so-called like juku cram school?
Every now and then, like since junior high school, like during the spring holidays.
Yeah, like Kawaii Juku, Yozemi.
Shinjuku Seminar.
Called. That's very famous
and,
too.
And but that's only one-off thing.
Uh-huh.
Normally schoolwork is a one. But after high school, that my main trouble, hardship in my life started.
Yeah.
So normally, I think high school students will apply for like several entrance exams, several universities or departments, or faculties.
Yeah.
So that if you pass one of them at least, you'll be relieved. And then
exactly, yeah.
So I tried five universities. Yeah. I didn't pass any of them in the first year.
Oh, really? Yeah, oh, that's the first time for me to hear
much
that.
Baseball, I would say, and too relaxed, maybe.
Wow.
So then I started to do the full-time cram school.
I see. Because you couldn't make it.
It's called Sundai Yobiko.
Yeah. You know cram school. Yeah. Yeah.
So
it's got a lot of branch schools everywhere. Yeah, in Japan, listeners, we've got so many different kinds of cram schools, and they're everywhere. Like in main stations in Tokyo, Yokohama, Osaka, all those cities, they've got so many different cram schools. So you went to one of them, right? So you studied very hard after that.
So that 1 year before entering my university was probably when I studied hardest, I would say.
Yeah.
I studied until like 3 o'clock in the morning every day.
Wow.
There was a radio course.
Uh-huh.
I can't remember the name of the course, but...
You mean English courses or...
all the subject of the entrance exam.
On the radio?
On the radio.
Wow.
It's a midnight one.
Yeah. Not just music programs. They've got study
English,
programs,
math,
everything on the radio.
You know, standard entrance exams first when you apply for a public university, state university, called Kyotsu Ichiji Shiken. So I have 7 subjects to study for.
Right.
Like geology, chemistry, math.
Yeah. Yeah.
What else? English
for
and Japanese.
For state universities, we have to study a lot of subjects. Yeah, because you have to take all the different kinds of subjects to pass state universities, right?
Yeah, nowadays all private universities also sometimes use, some of them use
these days.
Standard
tests,
exams.
Yeah,
I mean.
But when we were younger, it was more like for Kyotsu Ichiji Shiken exams were for state universities and
that's
private
right.
universities used to have their own exams, right?
Yes.
So it's a cultural thing. Yoshi kindly told me that you studied very hard. He studied very hard after he couldn't make it to all those six universities that you took exams for? Five? Yeah. So if you couldn't make it, like for the first year right after you graduate from high school, we call it ronin, lordless samurai, because you don't have a lord, meaning you don't have university that you can go to. But you study very hard after that. Yeah. Mm. So it must be very, very, I don't know. It was hard. It must be hard, but you did have like a sense of achievement after that.
Yeah, I was so shocked being depressed when I failed.
Of course.
And I remember, what was it? I think Waseda is one of them.
Mm-hmm.
And ICU, International Christian University,
yeah,
is another one.
Very good at languages.
And Tokyo Gakugei Daigaku. It's like Otago has a separate thing and it's called Teachers College.
Yes.
It's something like
They specialize in teaching, right?
Yeah, because I wanted to be a teacher.
Yes, yes.
That was the university I wanted to go in.
Yeah.
That's the number one choice.
Oh, okay. That was your number one choice.
Yes.
Yeah, the first choice. Oh, okay. But I mean, your university is great too. And it's good for you because you like languages.
That's right.
Yeah. So you did study hard and you passed it and you must be very, very happy and you really felt like, okay, I've done it. I've done it enough and I have just, you know, got everything, almost all the schools, universities that you took an exam for.
Yeah,
that's
so
great.
The second time, I was so shocked, so I studied very hard.
Yes,
I
don't, for
I
one
didn't
year.
Want to fail again.
Yeah.
And I think I applied 5 or 6, including Sofia University's 2, literature and language.
Yeah.
One. And Tokyo University. Mm,
so all the universities that specialize in language teaching,
kind of learning.
Yeah.
Waseda University is literature and also education.
Mm-hmm.
And
that's
then Tokyo University foreign studies.
Yes.
That was my number one choice. And I went there into there. So
That's great. So how was it? It's in Sugamo, right? Your university?
It was, yes.
Yeah.
Now it's in Fuchu.
Oh, so they moved to Fuchu.
Yes.
Okay. What was your university life like in Sugamo?
It's quite interesting. Every student has their own routine or behaviors and all different. And so.
Because Sugamo is famous for like grandpa and grandma's Harajuku.
That's correct. Yeah. Tokidoki Jito.
Yeah. It's a shrine. Yeah.
And
they've got so many shops for elderly people. Like listeners, I'm sure listeners know Harajuku. It's a city for young people and a lot of, you know, shops and restaurants and cafes. And a lot of people go there. And Sugamo is famous for like elderly people's Harajuku.
Mm.
Right?
Yes.
So was it close to that shotengai, like shopping arcade?
Shopping arcade is very close to the JR Sugamo station.
Right.
So from there, I walk about 15, 20 minutes going through the big, huge graveyard. And
really?
Some of the Japanese authors were in there.
Like, I
couldn't remember that.
Natsume
Futabate Shime, for example.
Oh, right. Wow, really?
I think he's from my university. So.
Wow. So you had to go through a graveyard.
Kind of around.
around the graveyard.
Yes.
Wow.
And there was a tram. If you got off a train at Otsuka Station, not Sugamo Station, I sometimes did that for fun. To take a
Tram school.
Arakawa
line. Tram trains. I love trams. Yeah.
They stop at the other side, very close to the university campus. So
Fun.
Yeah.
Wow, great. And then, so we've got 4 years in the humanities, right? Like at university.
Ooh,
yeah, so.
More? Well, 4 years if you are successful each year. My university was like a university here.
Uh-huh.
The first year is really hard.
Yeah.
You cut so many people.
Oh, really?
If you go up to the second year, third year, then it's getting easier because you already have a habit of studying hard.
Of course.
And
so they select you.
That.
Basically, they select you, the ones that really study very hard.
So
they want to have those people.
So the, what do you call the first year to second year, freshman to the next
sophomore.
Sophomore. And also the second to the third.
Yeah.
There was a huge selection thing.
Oh,
strict exams.
Goodness, that's scary.
So
really?
It's opposite to the typical Japanese university where, you know, first 2 years are quite easy, liberal arts subjects.
Yeah.
Doing lots of part-time jobs or whatever.
Yeah.
Then third, fourth is a specialized subject.
Yeah.
So different.
It was not
totally
like that.
Totally different, yeah.
Your university was like really hard from the first year.
Yeah.
Wow, but you survived.
That's right.
Oh, congrats.
And,
that's great.
Yeah.
Yeah, and so you had to study very hard. After the cram school, okay, I passed this university, yay. And then after that, you had to study very hard again.
That's right. At the end of the first year, I was aware to some extent that all the other students in my class but oh, so smart.
Mm.
I felt I was below, way below.
No.
Talking about levels.
Mm.
And, you know, it's a state university, so all sorts of people,
mm-hmm.
also students come from all over the
Japan. Yeah.
And yeah, it's crazy.
Mm.
And one of the lecturers,
yes.
who was Japanese,
uh-huh.
is a linguist, the pure linguist,
uh-huh.
who specialized in Okinawan language, Ryukyuan
wow.
language as well.
That's very interesting.
And then there was a test about Greek and Latin
uh-huh.
languages and all the place names
uh-huh.
to be spelled in English way.
Yeah.
So I fail. I didn't know what to study for. So obviously you had to read a lot,
okay.
newspapers or magazines
uh-huh.
to know all these vocabulary items.
Mm.
And one time that the summer homework was read the Bible, King James Version, because
whoa.
He was going to test like a fill-in-the-blank type test from any chapter. But
so you have to know a lot.
Primarily from Genesis and Exodus, but
whoa.
Old Testament.
So, oh, my goodness.
So,
well, you graduated. You're here, right here.
Yeah, yeah. So I tried
so
this.
So you did it. You made it.
When I entered the university, I tried to escape from, you know, playing baseball because
yeah.
I studied so much harder than high school.
Uh-huh.
It's not easy.
Uh-huh.
But, yeah, there is a network of, there was someone who entered my university a year ahead
mm.
from my high school.
Mm.
She mentioned I played baseball at high school.
Uh-huh.
They chased me around.
Chased you around.
Quite hard. So I'll join. So that affected, I think, the study times and stuff. Then I didn't pass the first year.
Oh,
so again,
sorry.
That's a cram school time.
Oh,
hard time came back. That's right.
Oh, I'm sorry.
But second time, I know what's going to happen. So.
Yeah.
The small quizzes and stuff, so I prepared
yes.
better, much better.
You took
better.
The same course.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Now, mm-hmm. I was quite proud because of
mm.
the fact that the first year when yeah. I failed,
yeah.
I think there was 14 people failed.
Wow.
So out of 70 students. So two classes
you
of 35.
Know exact numbers. Wow.
So it's a small classes.
I see.
So that's why my high school English teacher recommended Tokyo Gaigodai or TUFS uh-huh. rather than Sophia University or Waseda, which is much bigger.
Oh.
It's better to have in a small class.
Yes. Teachers
and,
remember your names and take care of you more and you can make friends.
Then 14 failed, including myself in the
yeah.
first year. Second year, 23 or something failed, but uh-huh. I passed. So.
Yay!
I was
Congrats.
Quite proud. Then after the third year, fourth year, oh, okay.
Yeah, you know what to do.
Mm.
Yeah. Oh, great, great. Yes. Oh, then you learned a lot, so nothing was wasted.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Great thing that way, yes.
Yeah, and you had a great time because you were able to do a band as well.
Band as well.
Mm.
I did three bands.
Mm-hmm. Oh,
separate
three
times.
Bands.
So what
at
first
the same
one,
time or at different times?
So first one started in my second year, second trial of the first year.
Mm-hmm.
And there were the 2 years younger guys there, but I played with them.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Wow.
That's the start of the Anglo-American Studies band.
Uh-huh.
We called it.
oh, because you were majoring in that. You majored in that subject.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Also, the other members were taking the same courses as you.
That's right.
Mm.
All studying English.
Mm.
And
wow.
then I think two of them were in the clubs and societies, the music
mm.
circle.
Mm.
And then they invited me to join.
Oh, wow.
And then did
so
a different band.
You told me that you were not good at the bass musical instrument.
Yes.
I'm sure you were good, but you humbly said that. But so were you playing other musical instruments? Or I remember you used to be a vocalist.
So I was mainly vocalist.
Uh-huh.
So
did
only
you
play a little bit of harmonica as a part of the
yeah.
vocalist role.
Uh-huh.
That's it. So,
wow,
but finally achieved being a singer.
Yeah, great. Because you really liked music. Yeah, you've been loving music, listening to music and playing music since you were little. Wow. So what kind of music, what kind of songs did you sing in your, I don't know, session?
So... Mm-hmm. The songs, it's a cover band. It's mm-hmm. not original songs.
Yeah.
Main songs were like 80s rock, heavy rock, I would say. So Black Sabbath.
Okay, yeah.
Iron Maiden.
Uh-huh. I know.
AC/DC.
I know them, yes.
And sort of stuff.
Wow. And you were singing all those.
Yeah! Kind of. Oh my God. I can't sing anymore, but just a kissing sound.
Good. Relieved to know that. I won't ask you to sing that song.
Yeah.
Really? Yeah. But were you able to sing, I mean, their kind of songs?
And wow. A Queen.
Oh, very nice. Very nice.
Sort of song.
Do you still sing, Yoshi?
long time ago, I went to one of the local karaoke in Dunedin.
Or
the bars sometimes do that karaoke night.
Yeah.
I sang for one of my sister-in-law's weddings.
Oh, nice.
Just one tune.
What did you sing?
Bon Jovi.
Oh, I love
Living
Bon Jovi.
On Prayer, but I can't.
I will ask you to sing something later. Well, you've been talking about music, so you have to sing something.
Yeah, my fault.
Oh, were you happy? Was she happy about your Bon Jovi song?
Yeah, it seems to be.
So you told me that you sing songs in your car.
I love road trips, so. Oh. I did twice so far, from Dunedin to Auckland and then back to using the ferry and in between. And
And then you were singing while you were driving your car.
Especially, it's not on the road trip really, but usual short drives.
For commuting?
When I was on my own, not with
anybody. Yeah, maybe. Okay, just by yourself, but not with your wife and family.
Even though
members.
I sang a lot, I was kind of embarrassed. I don't know why now. Kind of feeling shy these days.
Okay. Well, I'll ask you to sing very soon. Okay, very good. So were you playing sports at the same time, like at university?
Baseball, again.
Baseball is your
sport. I was
sport.
Kind of nearly forced to join, but I enjoyed it.
So your university has so many clubs in, you know, so-called circles in Japanese English, like an unofficial, like, club. Yeah, registered
CS1
clubs.
And not so CS1.
Not registered.
Social.
Not registered clubs. Yeah, so, but everybody can actually create a new circle in Japan at university, right?
Mm.
Yeah, you can start off with, I don't know, like a one person even. And I remember those big universities have got like everything, like a gourmet kind of circle or road trip circle,
Rakugo
circle.
Yeah.
Yeah. And yeah, car circle and everything.
Pretty much.
Yeah. And do you still keep in touch with your friends from university?
Yes. Last year, I went back to Tokyo to check out my parents, my father, my mother. My father passed away, but then I had a chance to go to watch a baseball game played by my university against another one.
Yeah.
So
that's great.
I saw some.
You caught up with
graduate,
your friends.
Yes.
Do they, some of them still do like a band?
No, I haven't seen my band members anymore. So I wonder what they're doing now.
Maybe you can catch up with them maybe next time.
Because I've been away for about 30 years now.
Oh.
And then I went back. Each time I went back, I did have a chance to see my friends usually. So
especially,
probably they may not recognize me.
Well, they will with your beautiful voice. Oh, yeah. Because these days, I mean, me too. We do go to Japan to take care of our elderly parents. So we don't really have much time to catch up with a lot of friends. But maybe eventually, yeah, we can catch up. Well, so you like music, and any other things that you do in your free time?
Well, once a week or so, I go to the gym. Mm-hmm. That's the main exercise for me. Walking is my main thing to do. Yeah, I thought of joining like softball club or something, but no.
Sounds good. Too busy.
It's either very serious, like baseball, or the other end, like drinking and playing. Very sociable, kind of.
I mean, fun, so, but you'd really want to play.
I need it somewhere softball. In the middle. Mm-hmm. But I coached.
Do they have a softball club here?
Yes.
Oh, wow.
So they even, you know, New Zealand used to have a one professional baseball team in Auckland. Mm-hmm. It's gone now, but so, yeah, softball. It's really serious if you go up the level.
I see.
Which is too serious. And so
okay. You want to do that seriously, but not too seriously, like as a hobby. Yeah.
Like, you know, we have every second year, we have Masters games.
Yes.
It's maybe someday, softball or something, or table tennis, or I don't know.
But you really like sports.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Do you watch rugby games?
Yes, definitely. Oh. That's a main sport I watch.
Oh, great.
So cricket is quite a long time. So, yeah, it's similar to baseball, but rugby, yeah, rugby union is I love.
So you go to the Forsyth bar stadium?
Yeah, I've been there twice this season. So.
Oh, great. Wow. And which team do you kind of support?
Highlanders. The Highlanders. Yeah,
of course. Yeah. Oh, and, you know, like sometimes they have like Japanese players coming from Japan.
Mm.
Did you meet like Tanaka-san and Himeno-san?
Yeah. I didn't see Himeno-san, but I saw a lot of Tanaka-san because he also played for the Otago regional team, NPC team as well.
Oh, I see. You know a lot. And, you are a fan, big fan.
I saw him as part of the parade in 2015. The Highlanders won the tournament.
Right.
The big parade there.
On George Street.
So I was at the octagon looking.
Oh, great. I met Himeno-san.
Mm.
Yeah, he was nice. Yeah, and Tanaka-san seemed to be very nice too. Yeah. Wow, so you do. So in winter, they have a lot of rugby games here, right?
Yes.
Yeah, so you are going to a lot of games to watch as well. Mm. Do you play rugby?
No, not at all.
That's all right. So, can you, Yoshi-san, really, could you sing a song a little bit? Like your favorite song? I want listeners to listen to your beautiful voice.
No, it's only a short time. And
of course.
What about just one phrase? Beatles? Because, I belong to two other non-profit organizations.
Uh-huh.
One of them, it's called Lions Clubs.
Yes.
And the last weekend we had a convention and they did a party time.
Oh.
And one of the songs played was the Beatles. So Let It Be.
Let It Be. Oh, that's the best. Wow.
And I usually need a music. I can't find the right note to start with. Is it too high or too low?
Okay.
Just
a little bit. Thank you.
When I find myself in time of trouble, Mother Mary comes to me, speaking words of wisdom, let it be. And in my hour of darkness, she is standing right in front of me, speaking words of wisdom, let it be. Let it be, let it be, let it be, let it be. Whisper words of wisdom, let it be. That's it.
Oh my goodness.
Not
too bad. You are very good. God.
Thank you.
I was like, you know, I mean, it's a pity that, you know, listeners can't see my facial expression. I was like speechless.
Oh,
really? Oh, you nailed it.
You
are beautiful. Wow. Wow. I don't know what to say.
Oh.
Very nice. I knew it. You've got a very beautiful voice. So I was really always thinking, I should ask him to sing a song one day. Now, really, really nice. Okay, nah. One more? No.
Nah. Maybe another time, but not today.
You've used up your energy, all your energy.
That's right.
You look
exactly.
Tired, Yoshi. Yeah. Wow, but you told me you used to, you know, sing like big heavy metal. This is nothing for you. You really effortlessly you did. Thank you so much.
My pleasure.
It was very beautiful. I think you should sing this, I mean, somewhere. Yeah. Are you thinking about creating a band here in Otago? No?
It's kind of surprising that the singing voice is much higher than my normal speaking voice,
which is
quite low and a deep voice.
Beautiful, yeah.
Kind of suddenly.
Not like that, yeah, wow. Well, that's why you are a vocalist. Wow, you're a singer. Well, you should keep singing, please.
Yeah, looking forward to another karaoke occasion someday. Yeah.
Maybe we should do that in our Dunedin and Sister City Society party.
Okay.
Yeah. Oh, wow. Thank you very much.
No.
And other things. So you do like to help people, I noticed. Mm. Like you belong to a lot of, community groups.
And that's right.
One of them is, like you've just mentioned, that the Lions Club.
Yes.
Yeah. So what do you normally do in the Lions Club?
What do we regularly do is we have regular meetings twice a month.
Mm-hmm.
It's a second and fourth Monday night at the Otago Golf Club.
Uh-huh.
So the people started together from 5:30 in the evening and towards 6:30 and then mingling first and then 6:30 and then meeting formal part starts and the usual meeting style, very formal, any apologies and confirmation of minutes sort of thing happens and then talk about the projects that has just happened or the upcoming projects. We have quite average age is getting higher and higher each year.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm sort of in the middle towards younger.
Mm-hmm.
Luckily, the youngest one is my daughter's age group.
Oh, wow.
So, and he's doing really hard. He's a secretary this year. So he's the youngest one. We actually have the university students, 18 years old. Joined last year, so now 19.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Wow.
He's quite famous celebrity type of person because you can still have a TV. He joined the choir, competition.
Uh-huh.
And I think it's, which channel? It's not Netflix, but the other one.
Okay. Disney Plus?
It's a... No, not Eden. It's a neon, I think.
Okay.
And also normal TV as well, five, six episodes, I think.
Uh-huh. Wow.
The nationwide, actually international singing competition as a group. So.
Wow.
So he found the club online. By Facebook, and then contacted himself.
Uh-huh.
He contacted the then secretary, and then joined.
Wow!
So usually it's an invitation, it's a way to join.
Mm-hmm.
If someone, would you like to join? Kind of, you can come to, you know, next meeting is blah, 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 if you'd like to come.
Uh-huh.
So then stayed for three meetings or so, and then finally joined properly.
Oh, great.
But that youngest one, just found us, joined. So amazing. And but there are 90 some year old
person,
like 40, 50 years of service.
That's as fantastic.
A so and we
for
still
a long
have
time.
One founding member who, you know, our club was chartered in 1974.
Wow, it's
so
been
still
here
one,
for a
one
long
founding
time.
Member there. So
that's precious. Oh, that's fantastic. Yeah. That's fantastic.
It's called, it's an international organization,
yeah.
a group of clubs. Internationally, at 1.4 million members called Lions.
That's huge.
And then trying to raise it to 1.5 by 2027.
Oh,
we're trying
sounds
to make
like
efforts.
It's possible.
Maybe. And then in New Zealand, we're going to try to achieve 10,000 members. We have now, we're at 8,000 something members in New Zealand. So, yeah.
Wow. That's fantastic.
So latest activity I went to was help at which one was it? Otago Community Hospice street appeal. So it's not just Lions, but they their own staff and also Rotary clubs, other service clubs. You know, sat at a table for all day, like taking turns and get some money to help out. The organization, because we used to like deliver phone books to raise some money, but we're not so young anymore. We can't do strenuous exercise type projects, so therefore it's a seating thing. It's the main thing.
Yes,
right now, yeah,
of course. Oh, that's well. I mean, you've been doing a lot, and so you do a tour guiding as well.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, I mean, we'll talk about your jobs, I mean, more, in the second episode, I mean, part two, but still, I mean, you've been doing tour guiding and, you know, we've got cruise ships, right now. It's kind of finishing, but, you do have Japanese tourists who do,
on cruise ships?
Yeah.
No, none for 3 years now.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Do you know why?
So since the COVID time,
the
agencies have had difficulties getting enough people. You need to have at least 10 people to make a group.
Yeah, tour, package tour.
So I think there are some people just traveling independently and do their own things without tour guides.
Yeah.
That's fine. So there are choices. So, yeah. Main thing I do is as a driver guide, sometimes traveling, driving a couple of people at a time, or the school groups, or you know, study abroad agencies to go around the schools, sort of thing.
Oh, great.
Not tourism.
Yeah. Because in tourism, there are, like you've just said, we had COVID and everything. So it really depends. Like every year, the situation is different, right? Because we used to have a lot of Japan tourists when the yen was kind of strong as well. But, I mean, these days a little weak and COVID. And, things are a little bit expensive these days in the world and in Japan. I mean, people who go to Japan, it's great. But people who want to, I mean, Japanese people who want to go overseas, it's a little hard for them, isn't it?
Yes.
But you still have some, like, individual tourists who will ask you to, like, drive them around and
every now and then. So my next one is I think it's June, so quite far away.
Well, what kind of places do they want you to take them to?
The next one that they would like to spend leisurely in a leisurely manner at the Albatross Center.
Ah, yes.
So all day, so driving there and stay there quite a while, and then visiting some places, maybe Rana Castle, maybe Overston, some lookout points.
Yeah, that's exciting. Yeah, yeah. Like a one-day trip together. Oh, and you do translating as well.
I do mean the paperwork one. Yes, for immigration mainly. And sometimes for business. But main thing at the moment is interpreting and also tutoring, private tutoring, and tutoring at the university for the student services and disability information and support.
You are a very talented person, Yoshi-san. You do a lot of things.
Yeah, it's a kind of out of necessity. I have to be.
I know, but you are very good at everything.
To make up the living. So,
of course. Yeah. I mean, well, I will ask you more about that. But so these days, so on the weekends, what do you enjoy doing in your free time?
Free time.
Yeah.
Maybe going out, walking, driving, if I have energy. But often used for recovery time.
No.
Because, quite a few works are over the video or phone interpreting. Somebody called, agency called me suddenly. Are you available?
Now?
Tomorrow?
Whoa.
Next week? And so it's quite intensive. You have to concentrate.
Of course.
So these days, the Japanese people living here are getting better and better at English.
Yeah.
So recent ones, I just sit and observe what's going on. And sometimes the people ask, what did the other person say?
Can you explain? So they can kind of do that themselves, but when they need for more jargons or terms, a little serious, more difficult things, they ask you to help them.
The GP and lawyers and stuff. Yes.
Wow, I see. Wow, you are helping a lot of people, Yoshi-san. That's great. So you need to relax. Yeah.
That's right. So
after work.
Really, my mind goes blank by the end of the week. So I need to recover.
Yes, of course. Yeah.
So I usually have a place to go to pick up some sushi and stuff, Japanese meals during the weekend.
Oh, that's good. You like sushi, you like sashimi.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Saturdays I go to the Great King Street Poke meal.
And there near university. Yes.
And Sunday at St. Pierre.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
So determined
for
to enjoy
meals.
For
2 days in a row? So, you must love sushi.
All the kinds of foods in the world. Thai food, Indian food, Vietnamese, Chinese, Korean. So, food is like medicine to me.
I understand.
So I feel better when I'm stressed.
Tell me about it.
And I feel better. And I'm actually better physically as well. So
yeah. Oh, well, we need to eat. Yeah, that's energy for us. But it was really funny. I mean, you told me that you go to two different sushi shops for 2 days in a row.
Yes.
Okay. Now everybody knows. Yoshi knows sushi very much.
We'll buy something.
Very good. Very good. So, I mean, you must be really tired after doing all sorts of things, although you're very good at everything. But still, I mean, you have to concentrate on interpreting, translating. That's really quite a tense kind of job it could be, right?
Could happen at any time. So next one, I'm going away. It's not confirmed, but in Queenstown for 3 days, and including dinner time. So, long time.
Great.
And after driving. So I have to stay after driving to do my job.
Oh, wow.
I enjoy it.
Of course. Yeah. Please take care of yourself.
So could be any time of the day.
Yeah.
Very regular. So I always keep something very regular. The food, the routine. Saturday, Sunday is one of the things. And when I work at the university, going to the link.
Yes.
And there is
something
on rice, noodles. Yeah. And the next door has a soup. Yeah. You know, noodle soup.
Well, they've got ramen noodles now.
And the dumpling.
Yeah.
So
yamnyeon chicken and everything.
Yeah.
So. Okay. Well, thank you very much. I mean, It's good to finish part one with a food topic. I mean, everybody loves talking about food, so it's a very happy way of ending part one. So, yeah, it's time to say sayonara now. So I wish I could keep chatting with you, Yoshi, more, but no worries. We'll have another episode with Yoshi in 2 weeks. So I hope you've enjoyed listening to Yoshi's wonderful stories. Thank you so much for joining me on the show today. So this show is played on Otago Access Radio in Dunedin on the airwaves 105.4 FM and 1575 AM, and also on its website oar.org.nz. You can also listen to us online through your favorite podcast app, including Spotify and Apple Podcast. Just search for Dunedin Otaru Sister City Society Podcast. That's Otaru, spelled O-T-A-R-U. So, 最後までお聞きくださりありがとうございました。またね、待てわ。See you soon! Thank you, Yoshi.
ありがとうございました。
This podcast was produced by ORFM Dunedin with support from New Zealand On Air.